Audio Renaissance presents The Prodigal Daughter by Jeffrey Archer. Read for you by Lorelei King.
President of the United States, she replied.
I can think of more rewarding ways of bankrupting myself, said her father.
Don't be frivolous, Papa. President Roosevelt proved that there can be no greater calling than public service. I realize it would be pointless for me to pursue such an ambition without your support. My sex will be enough of a liability without adding the disadvantage of a Polish background.
Don't ever speak disloyally of the Poles, he said. History has proved us to be an honorable race who never go back on our word. My father was a baron.
Yes, I know, but he's not around now to help me become president.
More's the pity, he said, sighing. He would have made a great leader of our people.
Then why shouldn't his granddaughter?
No reason at all, he said, as he stared into the steel-gray eyes of his 11-year-old daughter.
Florentino Rosnovsky's birth in 1934 had not been easy. But then for Abel and Zofia Rosnovsky, nothing had ever been easy. Abel had wanted a son, an heir who would one day be chairman of the Baron Group. By the time the boy was ready to take over, the Baron would be the largest hotel group in the world. Abel had paced up and down, twisting the silver band that encircled his wrist. He saw Dr. Dodek heading towards him.
Congratulations, Mr. Rosnovsky. You have a beautiful girl.
Thank you, Abel said, trying not to show his disappointment.